that no one will suspect that it was me. First, a note on the body. It wasn't me. Signed, Macbeth.
With that, Macbeth rejoined his wife, and they went to bed. But within seconds, a servant was shouting out the news.
They've gone to bed, everyone!
That was an old British comedy called I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again, which is on BBC Radio, and I've been listening to that on BBC Radio 4 Extra. I've been awake since 4 o'clock this morning, and that's been from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. UK time, and there's a couple of hours of comedy on BBC Radio 4 Extra, which I rarely get time to catch up with when I'm at home, but it's good to catch up with it here. I just love those old comedy programmes. So I probably went to bed a little bit too early last night. I had no intention of running today. I had a huge meal last night and a few glasses of wine with it, and I felt I wouldn't be able to run today, and I had such a terrible run yesterday, my legs were killing me. However, I woke up this morning at 4 feeling great. I just did some work, read some of some of my book, and listened to the radio, and had some ideas for my keynote tomorrow evening. I think I'd, as I said in a previous podcast, misunderstood quite what was needed, and I've decided to make some last minute changes, which is not always a good idea, but I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing here, to try and keep it both to time, it's only 20 minutes, and to make it at least slightly entertaining and informative. The Minister for Health for New South Wales will be there, so I'll have to be careful not to say anything too controversial, but I won't steer away from what I think about the place of nursing education in universities. So I've got some work to do to get that finished. This morning I don't go to the Department of Nursing, or the School of Nursing at least, at Newcastle University. I go to the Town Hall, which is about 5 minutes walk away for the New South Wales Nursing and Midwifery Conference, and I'm doing a 2-hour writing for publication workshop from halfway through the morning up till lunchtime.
Nursing programs around the world. So without further ado, please join me to welcome Roger.
Well, thanks very much indeed for coming, and slightly more than we bargained for. And a couple of people have already spoken to me that they want to go out for a while or go slightly early. Not a problem at all, okay? I'm doing something unique here that I've never done before. You'll wonder why my iPhone's sitting there. I'm trying to broadcast this out on Periscope. Okay, it's looking at me, not at you. It's a thing that works through Twitter. It actually goes out live. I just want to see how many people will take an interest in it and whatever. It feeds my ego very nicely. So I was working out how to use it earlier, and I watched things on Periscope, and I thought it might just be fun to see what happens, you know. It's sort of scanning this area here, so don't worry, it's not looking at you. It'll hear what you say, but I'm going to have to walk around this way, or I'm going to go in front of the screen all the time. I'll put up some PowerPoints in a minute. It's called a workshop, but I mean, it's really me that's going to be doing most of the work, I guess. It's always really difficult if you don't know your audience to actually set exercises and get things, you know, for people to do. And also, what I would normally do in a workshop, you know, if I was here for longer, people get to take something along and go working or whatever. But, you know, it's really, how this goes is entirely up to you. But it's called a workshop, really, kind of seminar discussion. And I've got PowerPoints I will talk to some of them. And what you're going to be very careful of is, as my wife says, if nobody else talks, I do. So what you've got to do is make sure I don't do that all the time. What I have, I've got to match my own questions. I ask a question, now I answer it. So try to stop me doing that. My natural garrulousness or something like that. So we'll talk to you and stop talking too much. But I have a look at the list of people who are here. Please come in. There are seats here. The layout is slightly odd, I have to say. I didn't quite expect it to be laid out like this, but and the men downstairs who do the audiovisual set, a very awkward room this, my wee scared. So I'm sorry it's not ideal in the way it's laid out. So what I wanted to do for a start, I'm going to have a look at who's here, where people come from. There's quite a varying background for some people here from universities, probably people who have already published. I hope there are, because it's nice to get different views. But there are obviously people here who probably want to publish. It's not something they've done a great deal, or it may not be the main thing that they do. I'm hoping that everybody who's here wants to publish. There's nothing worse than having a Monday super. Nobody's been sent. No. I do workshop in some parts of all the people sent them on. That never works. And I did work at clinical practice for a long time, 3 years, but it seemed like a long time. I used to do research workshops in Scotland, that's where I come from. And the research was pretty new in those days in nursing. And I used to go along and do these workshops in sort of small hospitals in the middle of nowhere in Scotland. Places are in the middle of nowhere in Australia, across the middle of nowhere. And I'll never forget one particular hospital that's called Stonehouse Hospital. The name just gives me the hospital there. Scott nodding her head there. Lovely place. I used to love the director of nursing there. He was a really good friend of mine. But there was always a group of people at the back of any talk I gave, with their arms folded, sitting in the back, all men with white coats on, mental health charge nurses. They'd been sent along. They didn't want to be there. So it's always disturbing to. So, what I'm going to do, what I always do when I start these, is to ask people if there's something in particular that they came to find out about, to make sure that I cover it, because I can do what you want. And is there anything you want me to say, you think I might not say? So I'd like to do that for a start, for a few minutes. And then what I want to do is to talk about, I'm going to be doing workshops at the university on the process of publishing. I could talk about those things if you want, and you'll come into it later. But what I would like to talk about.
That was just an extract from my workshop this morning. It didn't record very well because I put the voice recorder next to the projector, and of course it had a fan, so it muffled it a bit. What I did do was I recorded the whole thing on Periscope, and it came out really well. The problem is that I didn't realise that you could auto-save Periscope, I do now, and put it up on YouTube. So I'm going to be using that a lot more in future to make films or use video capture. But I have to say that the double advantage of using Periscope is you can transmit it at the time. We got 20 people following that. I don't know who they were. And because of the way I was doing it, I wasn't able to respond to people making any comments or thanking them for joining. But I think I'll do a bit more of that in future, just to add a bit of variety to this. So I've learned something today about how to use Periscope. The conference was opened by the chief nurse of New South Wales. I was pretty unimpressed by the video she showed, which was something to do with caring, and it was a video without any voiceover, just comments about what was wrong with all the people in the film, including some of the nurses, very sentimental music, and to be quite frank, it made me sick. And then we had a talk from Mary Chiarella, who's the Professor of Nursing at the University of Sydney, and she's just been working at the International Council of Nurses at the WHO in Geneva for 4 months, and that was quite interesting, look at global nursing and some of the issues there. She mostly relied on other sources, but she's quite a character, and I think it went down very well. So then I did my workshop and had a short walk around the town. The weather's absolutely fantastic today. Came back to my room to do a little bit of work, and then there's a reception at the Newcastle Museum tonight in about half an hour at 5:30 this evening, which I'll go to. And then tomorrow's my last day. I'm checked in and I've got my boarding passes for Saturday morning. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself here, but I am thoroughly looking forward to getting home.